Hello, and welcome to GCSE Further Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most elegant topics in geometry, circle theorems. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Oh no, more theorems to memorize. But trust me, once you see how these beautiful patterns work, you'll actually find them quite satisfying. And here's the best news. OCR loves testing these, so mastering them can seriously boost your grade. Circle theorems appear in both foundation and higher tier papers, and they're worth significant marks. We're talking about 5 to 10 marks per paper, sometimes more. So the next 10 minutes, they're an investment in your future grade. Let's get started. Right, let's break down the 7 essential circle theorems you absolutely must know for OCR GCSE Further Maths. First up, the angle at the center theorem. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a circular running track, and your friend is standing at the center. You both look at 2 points on the track. The angle your friend sees at the center is exactly twice the angle you see from the edge. Always. Every single time. So if you see 35 degrees from the circumference, the angle at the center is 70 degrees. This one's a gift in exams because it's so predictable. Second, angles in the same segment. This is beautiful. If you have a chord that's a line connecting 2 points on a circle, and you pick any point on one side of that chord and draw lines to both ends, the angle you create is always the same, no matter where you stand. It's like magic, but it's geometry. OCR examiners love this one because they can hide it in complex diagrams. Look for multiple angles subtending the same chord. They're equal. Third, angle in a semicircle. Here's a freebie. Any angle inscribed in a semicircle, that's an angle where the 2 lines go to the ends of a diameter, is always 90 degrees. Always. This is actually a special case of the angle at the center theorem because the angle at the center would be 180 degrees and half of that is 90. But it's so useful it gets its own name. If you spot a diameter in a diagram, immediately look for right angles. Fourth, cyclic quadrilaterals. Now we're getting fancy. A cyclic quadrilateral is a 4-sided shape where all 4 corners touch the circle. The rule? Opposite angles add up to 180 degrees. So if one angle is 110 degrees, the opposite one must be 70 degrees. This is massive for algebraic proof questions. You'll see questions like, angle A is 2x plus 10, angle C is 3x minus 20, find x, set them equal to 180 and solve. Easy marks. Fifth, tangent radius angle. When a tangent, that's a line that just touches the circle at one point, meets a radius, they form a 90 degree angle. Every single time. This is non-negotiable. If you see a tangent in a diagram, draw in the radius to the point of contact and mark that right angle immediately. It's often the key that unlocks the whole question. Sixth, tangents from an external point. If you draw 2 tangent lines from a point outside the circle, those 2 tangents are equal in length. Not just similar, exactly equal. This comes up in problem-solving questions where you need to find perimeters or work with isosceles triangles formed by tangents. Seventh, the alternate segment theorem. This is the tricky one that separates the A-star students from everyone else. The angle between a tangent and a chord equals the angle in the alternate segment. That's the segment on the opposite side of the chord. OCR absolutely loves this theorem because it's easy to confuse with alternate angles on parallel lines. They're completely different. The alternate segment theorem is about circles and tangents, not parallel lines. Let's talk exam strategy. OCR mark schemes are very specific about wording. You cannot just write circle theorem and expect marks. You must state the full reason angles in the same segment are equal or opposite angles in a cyclic quadrilateral sum to 180 degrees. Practice writing these phrases exactly as they appear in mark schemes. Common mistake number 1, confusing the alternate segment theorem with alternate angles. Write alternate segment theorem in full, never just alternate angles. Common mistake number 2, assuming something is a diameter or that a triangle is isosceles without proof. OCR will penalize you for making assumptions. If it's not marked on the diagram, you can't assume it. Common mistake number 3, forgetting to give reasons. If a question says, give reasons for your answer, you must write a geometric reason for every single step. One reason missing, 1 mark lost. And here's a pro tip. When you see a tangent, immediately draw in the radius and mark the 90 degree angle. When you see a cyclic quadrilateral, immediately label opposite angles. These visual cues will guide your thinking. Okay, quick fire round. I'll give you 3 seconds to answer each one mentally. Question 1, what's the angle in a semicircle? That's 90 degrees. Question 2, if the angle at the circumference is 40 degrees, what's the angle at the center? That's 80 degrees. Double it. Question 3. In a cyclic quadrilateral, if one angle is 95 degrees, what's the opposite angle? That's 85 degrees. They sum to 180. Question 4. A tangent meets a radius at what angle? 90 degrees always. How did you do? If you got all 4, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Circle theorems are all about patterns and relationships. The angle at the center is twice the angle at the circumference. Angles in the same segment are equal. Opposite angles in cyclic quadrilaterals sum to 180. Tangents meet radii at 90 degrees. And the alternate segment theorem, the angle between a tangent and chord, equals the angle in the alternate segment. Remember, OCR rewards precision. Write full geometric reasons. Don't make assumptions. And practice, practice, practice. These theorems appear in every single paper, so they're some of the most reliable marks you can earn. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Further Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, you've got this. Until next time, happy studying!